One is what I just told you until now, which is maybe we should consider this to be low. After all, it's doing it for other people. Who knows the precedent for this? We have a difference between low and acher, and it includes low vafilu misha mizbatul deshvila. Who are we? Have that. The Taruvah is quoted, the distinction between low and acher is among gittin. And the Shimonov Yerodea said, if I have certain kinds of case, what? Certain things are not permitted to be mevatel. If I'm mevatel, it's the dafka, the after is for me, and it's mevatel for you. I take it and I'm mevatel. I break it, which is a brief barrier, and I broke it, and now it's case. What? Certain things are not permitted to be mevatel. If I'm mevatel, it's the dafka, the after is for me, and it's mevatel for you. I take it on a vatel. I break it. It was a brief barrier, and I broke it, and now it's bottom. Or the other, my team, and other, what kind of situation? What kind of case? Different case. Kitzur. Does someone want to say over here also? Lo, I feel the misha. It's bashel b'shvila. Not mizbashel. It's bashel b'shvila. That's one way to ask it. There's another way to ask her about that. You can ask them two different ways. Say it's possible. Otherwise, say it's follows, a little bit differently. Mutter le motzoi Shabbos miyad, the Mishnah Brewer says, Vafilo le mishin is bashel b'shvilo. Oh. Perish of Mishka Brewer. Okay. Ulacherim mutter le motoi Shabbos miyad. Afil le mishin is bashel b'shvilo. Why? Because the Mishka Brewer, the love ina la hamsim b'fei shiyasu ala b'malofa anas play the eino yehudi b'shvil yitro. Shem the kal be'eino visur da miyul anopri. The Yovel Asis came Tam Acheres Kishiel Mukhla Mimotoy Shabbos Miyad Avo Dovash and Atare Yitzro B'Yodayim Vaday Lekal Amecha Shadei Shenatir Mimotoy Shabbos Miyad Yovel Pam Acheres Lomo Di Yitzro Levashlo B'Shul B'Shabbos B'Shul Zer Voshe Yitzro Lo Yishmalo Ein Adam Chote V'Lo Lo. So the person the Jew won't do, he won't tell the Jew to do it, and the Jew won't do it, he won't sin. The problem is Bizman Azeh, unfortunately all these factors don't apply. The guy will do it because it's never not thrown. And he'll do it because he has money. So this logic of Mr. Brewery is this cutting, hey, this doesn't apply. Some say, yeah, but if it's Zera Chadosha, you don't have a new Zera. If you look technically in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mutter, it remains Mutter. No, it's not the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch plus the top. Who's matir position after the shulah? And others say, no, it's not a new zera, it's the old zera. The positive zera doesn't apply anymore nowadays. That's a machlokas apostle nowadays. Many apostles are maker and some are not. A lot of them are nice. Oh, they're mahadrin. Mahadrin is the nasim is kolav for nechla v'shabbos. They're mahadrin. They don't go for the. For the machines. They were at the Mamish, they make sure they get milk, which is not the Shabbos at all. I think. I'm not sure. So they make this Mahajan cheese, Mahajan chocolate, Mahajan ice cream. You want it, it's Mahajan. Of course, more money.
Not true. They may not sit in on the top, but they're going to the top, and 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 they're going
but let's not go into the details. I don't think it's the fact of it. But that's okay. Rabotai, this is an important horror. I mean, a level of halacha l'maaseh. Now, one more thing for today, and that is the Maharshal and the Rashash. We'll leave that other thing, it's Rashash. I mean, looked at it, maybe we'll discuss it briefly tomorrow. It's a little complicated, so we have enough complications for one day. So we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll go by. The Maharshal, everyone turn to the Maharshal, Pachim HaShlomo, in the back, right under the Maharshal, you'll find the Maharshal. My time with the Rabbanon the Patri, right? If it's Mike the Shabbos with the Rabbanon, so it should be Shkita Ruya. Tzorach Yid, Maishtam HaMekadosh B'Yisuri Anor the Rabbanon, the Ein HaMekudeshet, Umatkiyin Yisrashis Ish, Shum Lohavi Momin, the Mekadosh a woman, with you Anor the Rabbanon, there's no marriage. If can of Hinami Nema, Hanami Nema, the Havish Kita Shenaruya. Because again, here also it's awesome with the Rabbana. You see the Rashal from Nakamara, Rashal says that dinner the Rabbana can affect our Isis. Well, if it's Ivrei HaRosh, Shechilek, Dabka, Bakomet, Misheshal, Tulamala, the Shaykh, Mesa, the Raisa, Bakulei, Hakanami, Esh, the Yashiv, Hakaki, Agadna. You need what we call ikro daraisa. Chometz misheshal to the mala. It's called ikro daraisa. Even if it's nuksha or whatever. Before that, not. The hitu maisa shabbos is not ikro daraisa. There's no source for it. Avol adat the Rambam. Shemashra kol isu ad rabbonon vena mechalek. Tzorachi and viduk. According to the Rambam, it's all the same. All the rabbonon are the same. All of them are the same. You don't need equal the right. Yeah. Now, because quarter of Kayim, quarter of Kayim, no cash. Why? Chet the Gavra, the old source. Only his unique case, only here, that they. That it's considered ruya because it's only to chepet, as opposed to it's a chomet. Presumably, Mishay Shal to the Valley, even though chomet nuksha would be some kind of it's a chepet. That's the point of time it can solve the problem also. If you don't hold it up time, then what do you do? So take a look in the Rashash. Rashash is here. Ayin Rashal. Benela mikvo toroto. Divri atos v'vakama ayin beza m'day. V'divri maskel v'i. V'mechalki v'ferish. Bein the inya and the mikri lav di dehu, afilu bi through the rabbanon. Ubein the mikri shidush and aruya, davadavke ma'isu menatoro. The chen mistaber, the hach shchita kolpona mahanile, to the laver al isu doraisa bachiloso. What did he say? What did Rashash say? What did Rashash say? So he started off, I thought, by saying, David's work. Hefka bezit hefka. That's what I thought he started off by saying. Your vote would help with answer it too, wouldn't it? What's the cash? God, what's the cash? The man is Mekadosh, who was coming to Rabbona, and so he said, she's not married. You know, if Yisrael is only to Rabbona. Over here, if Yisrael is to Rabbona, we say, what's the answer, David said? No. Hefka bezit hefka. They're big if they have to bezit hefka. It's a monetary matter. The money doesn't belong to the man, it doesn't belong to the woman, and therefore she's not a kudash, it's nothing. But over here, you can't say that, because it's a question of a shechita. That's what I thought he started saying. Yeah? Let's know how, without going into that press right now. So, as a matter of fact, that distinction which Rabbi Chanan thought of over here too, Hefke Bezin, Hefke is the right, this is Hefke Bezin. Rabbi Chanan himself answers the Kaddish this way also. Rabbi Chanan, the Kovat Zoharis, answers the Shittas over here. He draws David's distinction. Between Hefke Bezin, Hefke. That's what I thought the Rosh Hashanah meant at first. But then I read a little bit further, I don't think that's what he said. Read the Rosh Hashanah again. Look yourself inside. What do you think? Is that what he really means? Add something. I think it's a little bit of a different word. The Rashash says, "V'chein nesaber." So Hash shchita kofona ma'anile lo lavra lisa doraisa b'achiloso. I get the impression from the Rashash a different thing. The Rashash says what? That it works. It mamish works. It works on the level of the rice. It really works. It accomplishes something. You boiled out the same terrace as that?
No.
The terrace is as follows. If you have a situation of Eino Roy, with Eino Roy, nothing is accomplished, quote unquote. Like you have the case of, like the Mishnah Lamelech kasha. The Mishnah Lamelech is a woman, is a shnia. Ain't it right? Rabbanan pronounced as being unfit. Right? It doesn't work. How should I put it? It doesn't work with respect to the right. Unless you want to say that the fact that solution is culprit means something. Think of that. But you're not doing anything. The post the case of a shechita, what are you doing to the shechita? You take a knife, you shech the animal, and it does something for you. It's matzah nisa d'oraisa. If you eat it, you're not over nisa d'oraisa. So it accomplished something. It accomplishes something. You can't just say it's not a shechita at all. I think it's quite the same thing.
No, it doesn't accomplish it because.
Right.
One, if you go in the field, it's not something. And so I think you're the shechita.
Sorry, we'll just learn a little more Gemara, and we'll stop, and we'll do the analysis tomorrow. The Gemara was weiter into this fellow. Toveach lavodas kochavim, says the Gemara. Kevan de shochat beipurto, itzale. Ki kotovach lav demari kotovach. When you are chayav dal, they have the shech, the ox which belongs to the owner. Here, once you what? began the shchita, no longer belonged to the original owner, and therefore he didn't shech the original owner, and it says you have to shech the animal which belongs to the original owner. So why you chay? Good cash. Martin. Amarava. The Omer Bigmar Zavicha who owned them. What does that mean? Who owned the Lavoras Kachavim? Hey, no, over Lavoras Kachavim, but Gmar Zavicha. So at the moment of the Shechita itself, what? No. At the old moment, it was what? The Morak HaTavach, it belonged to the original owner, and he's tired. That's as far as what? No. Avodah Zarah. Shora Nitzko, Lavdi Deyu, the Katavach. Again, it's not his. Why is it not his? Why is it not his? The Holy Spirit, I know I'm not yours. You understand very well. We discussed this yesterday. So it's not his, it's not yours? Okay, Pashem Shah, it's not yours. So why are you chayek? This is a wild case. Oh my rabbi. Hachem v'mayaskina. He's going to Misoro l'shomer. I gave a shor to a shomer. V'hizik v'beis shomer. V'dig madina v'beis shomer. V'gunav o'gana v'beis shomer. Well, it's out of action, the shomer's house. What's in the shomer's house? What? It did damage. It was digged by Dina Lemisa. And then what? It was stolen. Wow. Now, what happened? Had it not been stolen, what would have happened? That's the first thing to end out. What would have happened? The Shomer would have said what? Three magic words. Haray shall call the Fonecha. Here, take your ox back. You crazy, man. I gave you an ox worth $1,000. Give me an ox worth zero. My rabbi said. Shall Fonecha. What's the rabbi's name? Yaakov, right? Yaakov. Okay, so this establishes it as a tremendous loss for the Shomer if the ox is going to be stolen. Moreover, the fact that you're causing a loss to the Shomer by taking away his ox, what's that called? A dove or what? Agorim lemama. What is that? What was Dukaskin what? Well, it is there, kemama dove. And if it's kemama, it means if the ox really belongs to the Shomer. And therefore, if you steal it from him, then you shecht it, or you sell it, you be chayav d'alveh. Back to inside. So it says, Rav Meir Tavolak Rav Yaakov and Tavolak Rav Shimon. Tavolak Rav Yaakov, Dama Apshmishin Digmar Dino, Hech Zero Shoma Lebal of Muzo. Tavolak Rav Shimon, Diyama, Dabar Galamam, and Timam, and Dami. So therefore, you're causing a terrible loss, you be chayav in d'alveh. Finally, Rabba Amar Liola Metoveach Adi Aspam. Now back out from the whole Amud Gemara. The last one, the previous page, we said, what we should do to what concept? Adi Aspam. And now we're backing out. Adi Aspam. Are you crazy? It's coming Rabbi next. From Meir Loka Mishalem Isles. Mesa Mishalem Lesle. What's going on over here? Mishani Ani. The Chidush of Shechidush of Torah B'Knaz. Afal Gav the Mikdal Mishalem. So what does it mean? Rashi explains. The Meir Bialma Bishtashlumi Moment. Lesle Meisu Mishalem. As we saw earlier, that's Lamed Dalet, Lamed Gilad Beis. Vocha Tashlumi Avala Chamisha Knasem. Bechol Mishpat Knas Chidushu Hilkach Afal Gav the Mikdal Nami Lo Miftamine. I Bito? So the Gemara is Akasha Lamed Hamed Beis. That's the coming attraction. We Baruch Hashem would turn the page. From tomorrow we'll try to figure out what's going on tomorrow. Okay. Take a look at it. Because I think that nobody looked at it from what I got the impression. It's very complicated. Although it really has to do with our sugya. A shver reef and a rush. And a tour. Very interesting, but it's a little bit complicated. And since I'm trying to do tshuva, I think that's the complicated stuff, I'm omitting it. Those who want to look there, have a good time trying to figure it out. Okay? That being the case, we are ready to start another important matter, which is called more fundamental. We learned the sugya yesterday, Rabosai, a very important sugya. Comes up in many places in Shas. That's the problem. We can't swallow the whole thing in this little vantage point, but just a little discussion of this matter. Someone came to me today with a shayla. How can it be? A guy that says, Aresha Cholofanefa, and he took it was worth so much, his back was worth so little, or maybe worth even nothing, say Aresha Cholofanefa. Well, that's what Agamar says, in effect. Agamar tells us that a person can take a shah and be responsible for watching the shah. The shah is worth $1,000. Now the shah is worth zero, because it came a shah in Isco. I give it back, Aresha Cholofanefa. Amazing. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, the question then becomes the following. If I'm a shomer, and I allowed the shomer to go out and kill somebody, that was a bum. I did a poor job watching the shomer. But the shomer came, went down the value from 1,000 to zero. I give you back the shomer at zero and get away with it. Right? That's how we toss it. Now what happens? The Zohar, my good friend, decides to steal the shore from me. He sold the shore worth zero. But by stealing the shore worth zero, what did you cost me? $1,000. Because when I had the shore, I could have given the shore back and not have to pay a penny. Now that you stole the shore from me and that disappeared, in effect it's costing me, bottom line, $1,000. That's the most people over here. Question becomes, what do you mean costing me $1,000? What happened over here? When it became a show on this show, I was published. Why was I published? It's called a Hezek She'eino Nikor. So it is a damage is not discernible. If I break your watch, it's smithereens, it's a discernible damage, Hezek HaNikor. If I have a halakhic damage, the wine is the same wine, if you poured it over an altar. The shor is the same shor, but to kill somebody, that's the Bahanor. That's what's called Hezek She'eino Nikor. Chometz, the bread is the same bread, but now Pesach intervenes. So it's called the Hezek She'eino Nikor. The Hezek She'eino Nikor tells me, says in the Sefer Gittin and Beis and Beis, that a shomer is potter from Hezek She'eino Nikor. Like anybody else is. The same as I have no relation with you in particular. If I damage your property, Hezek She'eino Nikor will be passing your potter. So too, if I happen to be a shomer watching your thing, and as a result of my watching Hezek She'eino Nikor is done, or I do it with my own hand, I'm also potter. So says Tosis and Gittin, man days in the days. Pull it out here. Top Tosis. Tosis is like this. Terek HaSholeach. Something we may have learned. We learned HaSholeach 3 years ago. Tosis is over here. Also says, if you have a kind of a hakosha, a weakening, a lessening of value of an object, and the din is that a person is potter because it's a hezek she'eino nikor. So a shomer will be potter as well. That's what seems to appear in the Tosafot. Mem beis and the beis. So, but that's the case. Why should I, the shomer, have to pay? At the moment that what? That the shomer became a shomer in Israel, became a sabano, for that moment I'm positive. Why? Ezer Shenanik, and the proof of the pudding is, if I just return the shah, the worthless shah, I get away scot-free. So for that moment, I'm puzzled. Slow. Let's go slow. Let's go slow. Right now, I have your show. You gave me a show to watch. The show killed somebody. Not the show on this show. But I'm not tired. But I can just give you back the show. So I'm not tired. I can just say, I read Shechol HaFanach. I'm not tired right now. So when am I tired? When dough steals the show on this show. And I wasn't careful enough to watch it, and the dough took it away. Then I'm tired. So the Achlona met the Kasha. And then I'm tired. That is worthless. Some chayiv on an object is worth zero. So how can I be expected to pray? The object is worth nothing. That's the problem. So this is what Bechana talks about in Baba Kama. Kovu Shurim, Kuf Kovov. He says, no. Really, when the Shor became a Shor, this girl, I'm tired. In print, conceptually, I'm chai right away. Only thing is, I have a way out. What is that way out? Three words. Aresh of Olaf Onepa. Here's yours, take it back. That's going to make me, that's going to be a satisfactory way for me to discharge my obligation, but I have an obligation. If for some reason, whatever reason, it becomes impossible for me to pay back, as of what moment am I chayiv? From the very beginning, the moment it became a shor and its goal, from then I'm chayiv. So the second before it became a shor and its goal is worth $1,000. So it means if I was negligent and let the shor become a shor and its goal by killing somebody, so I'm chayiv for that moment. That moment is worth $1,000. I, for the next 2 weeks, I could have gotten away with giving you back the ox when it was still before Dove stole it. So I could have. I did it. Even if Dove stole it from me with an armed robber, with a mafioso, was beyond my control, I was a pure onus on the steps of the shore. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not chayav for the steps of the shore. I'm chayav from the moment the shore became a shore in Nisko. I Hezek Shenanika lo shma Hezek. No! The only reason why Hezek Shenanika is lo shma Hezek is because he could always say, what? I raised shalom up with Fanecha. Not that it's lo shma Hezek b'chlaf. It's lo shma Hezek because and only because you can say I raised shalom up with Fanecha. And if you can't, you're considered a magic from the moment or fire from the very moment that it became the Sharanitsko came from us for Pesach, or became Yain Nesef, from that moment on your time. Halach alamais, it's not a joke, it's halach alamais. Let's say, we don't have Shor Nisko these days, we have comets. Let's say, you were given something to watch, a roll, box of cookies, and now comes Erev Pesach, and you're watching Chaim's box of cookies. What are you supposed to do? Sell it. You didn't sell it. Now you didn't sell it, so you have the box of cookies there. Pesach is over. And now, suddenly, gewalt. This is Torma Shalom HaPesach. The Chaim walks into you on Lag Boimer and says, by the way, I gave you a Purim, I gave you the delicious box of cookies. Whatever happened to that box of cookies? I assume you sold it at Pesach, yeah? What? Well, I didn't tell anything. I didn't know what it was. It's along in my drawer. It's along in my basement. Well, it's Chavot Shalom HaPesach. What's the matter with you? Give me my $10 for the box of cookies. I'll give it 3 words, not $10. What 3 words? Yeah, here it is. Take the box of cookies. Maybe. Let's stick the bidet on it for the moment. Here you don't. Instead of $10, you have 3 words. What'll happen? What'll happen? I come down to the basement and I expect to find the cookies there. lo and behold, through something which is totally beyond my control, the cookies disappeared. No cookies. Absolutely beyond my control. So I go to Chaim and say, Chaim, I'm puzzled. So why are you puzzled? So look, at the moment that I left the promise and I didn't tell her a page that has a Shemanika, then it was worth it. And now, something has happened to us, so I should be puzzled. Comes along the Makor Chaim, he keeps getting the Nesibis, we didn't do that Nesibis, we'll have again, and we also have Nesibis, we read Nesibis today. One of those Makor Chaim, Simon Tochman Gimel Sustan Vod, and says, Chayim. Even if it was Nanas, it's still Chayim. Why? What's the logic, Yehuda? What's the logic? The logic is Gevaldik. According to Rabbi Chana, Avadiya Chayim. Why? Because for what moment are you really Chayim? You really Chayim in Erev Pesach when you didn't sell it. Except you had to have the chain of Nikos. So what could you have said what? Haresh Chalafanecha, now that you can't say it for whatever reason, even though you can't say it for the owner's gomor, doesn't matter. You're Chayim for the Hezek of Erev Pesach. You had a way out. You lost your way out. Too bad. Too bad. No Rachabana, Sergeant. However, the Sefer Chok Yaakov, which is printed at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, disagrees. He had this case. I kind of helped, but I lost all the mice, but believe it or not. It really happened. Vishalti, he had a Sharla. There was a, the Chok Yaakov was printed at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tov Mem Gimel, that's what the Chok is to read. It all starts with the Mogan Avraham. The Mogan Avraham says in Simon Tov Mem Gimel, the Chotan Hay, he says, Mira da Nifta Chayav Lashalim Dmei Apikot La Mavkit. But then he says, if he has it, what can he tell him? In the Chomer, to die in the end, Omala, Reshach Olam Fanecha. Kol Tal Gemara. Same idea. So again, for the Makor Chaim on that Mogan Avraham says, even the owner's gomer, he still has to pay. Doesn't make a difference. The Chok Yaakov Nishalti, with somebody living a Medina, a Smuchel, a Medina's Bamber, and a certain Jew gave a chametz that's worth $300 to his friend, the Jew, who lived in a different city, and he left it there. He didn't tell it to a guy, he was supposed to. Then what happened? The chametz was stolen. Bonus! No, but this case happened in real life! When did the Chok Yaakov live? I don't know. What's his question? When did he live here? Chok Yaakov, are we on page 1 here? I don't know. I think he lived in, when? I'm going to give you an idea when. Obviously after the book on the road. I think 200 years ago. You have the book? Later, look it up. No. Okay. It's like this. He says, look what he says. Quote the book on the road. If it's bad, you can say, Shkola Fanecha. Avala Nigna, you can no longer say, Shkola Fanecha. Chayma Nifkola Shalom HaMavkid. Ach nira li poshut. The afim zem mikri shia shalom mokar hafamit. Mikologom shenignav tocha pesach pata. Kevan shal mash lo mokar hafamit pata dehetan shenanikar. Vu. Vi agneva pata kevan shal pata bigneva. Vishal machina. What is it? 0 + 0 = 0. You can't make him chaya for the original. Can't make him chayev for now. He's puppet. Bli atzuma. If the Chok Yaakov is right, that you're puppet, you have to make him chayev. So why are you chayev even if you were Moshea and let the thing get stolen? How much is it worth then? How much is it worth then? Zero. So how did the Chof Yaakov say that if it was lost for reasons which are beyond your control, you're an honest? You're a potter. Why? Because you're potter in the original era Pesachiger event because of Kesach Chenanika. Now he says you're an honest, and if you wouldn't be an honest, you'd be a Poshea. Poshea is thing which is worth zero. So what's happening? What's going on over here? That's the plea. So Rabbi Chochma sounds like he's right. Yes. Yes, sir. Okay, the original value. It went down. Higher value. Well, not necessarily. But what did it do with our case? No, it's different. It's obvious. In that case, you're a thief. You stole at the beginning, so you stole it, so therefore you have to pay at that rate at least. Here, the original era president with Hezekiah and Nikonik. You were potter at that moment. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. It's a tremendous, tremendous kasha. Why should that be so? Totally different. Let's again. According to Rabbi Chochma, the way we said before Pshat, we suggested that really the chiyuv is immediate. So you can say Reish HaKol HaFanav. Okay, you can get out. You can get out. But according to, and then therefore, if you have an onus, you can't say Reish HaKol HaFanav, you're chayv anyway. You can't get out. But if we're saying now that if you were onus, you don't have to pay, why not? Because it's not your fault. And the original act of Hezek Shenanika. So then the question, I think it was my fault. My fault on an object which is worth absolutely zero. Originally it was worth a lot of money, $300.
Right.
At that moment I did a Hezek Shenanika and I replaced it.
Nothing.
Right, so I'm off the hook and gone. It's worthless. I bring it
it's
worth zero.
Why can you pay one? You shattered something worth one.
He does. He says he pays the higher value.
But
he pays for the gzela. No, that's where the whole compassion breaks down. See, they have the gzela. He bought it for the original era of Pesach to come down. Yes. Maybe you mean a girl bear. Yeah. We all agree as a family goes public.
Why?
Oh, question only why. So before we suggest, really should have been what? Chayim. The only reason you're part of this is to say what? But if you can't say that for whatever reason under the sun, if you remain with your chiyuv. The chayyah doesn't hold that way. Doesn't hold that way.
You mean metallic?
Oh, that has to go to all. So you should be put there and taught us that later on your pshiyah is pshiyah and the thing which is worth zero. So why do you chayyah? That's the question. There's no terror so far. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Let me say. For a bar bear, the same in Brichla Shmuel. You don't know what a bar bear was? A bar bear Leibowitz is one of the Tamidim of Hakam of Reb Chaim and the Meshiva of Kamenetz. Now located in Borough Park and in Yerushalayim. Now. So he has a statement called Brichla Shmuel. It's very hard to understand. Very deep Talmud of Chaim. But in Sefer Mabba Kama, this is what Elisha said, but said it to him. Basically, it says in two words, what's the word? We don't cut. Well, let's discuss what happened at Erev Pesach. Let's discuss what happened now the Chodesh Iyar. Well, that doesn't count. And this doesn't count. So this doesn't count. That doesn't count. So this is not Chayav. That's why Elisha said just now, who said you can do that? Consider it as one long continuum. That's the theme of today's year. One long continuum. We'll have it again later. Got it again? Like an election slogan. One long continuum. One act of Shia. Mitzchila v'yatzol. That's what Elisha was saying. You started your pshia of Pesach when I'm selling it, and you completely your pshia on Shavuot Kodesh Iyar when it was stolen from you, because you left the building with the door unlocked. It's one long pshia. So you pay how much it was worth before the long march, the long pshia, big long pshia. What's that? We say you have to pay what it was worth at the very beginning. It's a long act of pshia. Where do you have a mukkah for such a crazy idea? Says Rabbi Rafer, it's an ultimate Gemara that those who were, at least in this year, learned last year. I can't think of other people, but certainly those in this year that I remember. Remember it. Should remember. Gemara Pergamapki. case of a person who's a showman, and he left left the thing stray in the agam. Remember, in the marsh. Havla da agma katle. Remember that one? Havla da agma katle. You were afraid that perhaps the heir of the agam killed it. But we're not afraid of that. Vahariah. What will happen if the guy who left it in the agam then brought it back to his house and it died in the house? What happened then? For many Rishonim say, because of it. I have the agam katle. That's just a possibility, but not really. But why then, if it somehow dies in the agam, you'd be tired. So the answer is Keith Nakamura. We spoke about it at length last year. Not going into it at all, because some of you didn't learn it, and some of you forgot it. But Makita, you see from there, the idea of a hemshir. It's the tchilas of pshir when you let it go into the agam, and the soul of pshir is going to die in the agam. Right? So there, yes? You're right. The comparison is inexact. But that's what Baruch Hu says. But Elisha said, well, I had a comparison. He said, it was Svara. Ah, the brisket. The comment to Baruch Hu, that one long shear. Not that we've divided into two different pieces. It's what happened there, Pesach, what happened in the Jewish after Pesach. One long thing. Yeah. Right, yeah, that's not a total proof. It's just a muscle. A Burr made it an absolutely conclusive, rigorous proof that you can't plug up. Then it is a muscle. Yes, David. You lost it in the Shia of the self observer. Not exactly the same case. Similar. Yes? Question on our Gemara. How can the guy, this shomer, take the shah and iskel and give it back to the owner? Isuri Hano. Isuri Hano! I'm having Hano from Isuri Hano. Why? Because if the shah would be stolen by the dove or the likes of dove, I pay $1,000. Now that I take the $1,000 shore, which is now worth zero because it became a shore in this store, and I return this shore to the original owner, I'm going to put the chiv of $1,000. I'm parea chovo b'sirei hano. Can't do that. Oh, what's the answer, Yeshua? It's not parea chovo. Exactly. Say what? What did it say? Exactly. If the chov was there, I have an obligation upon me. You owe $100. I pay you back with Yisuri Hanodika object. Then having Hanod from Yisuri Hanodika is absolutely prohibited. But in this case, it's not so. What really is, the pshat is that if the chavit is the end, if the object is really there, then we say there is no chov. So not poreach chov with Yisuri Hanodika. Say, Aresh chov fanecha. There's no chov to begin with. Nothing. Who said so? Rabbi Chanan says it in Tzachon, and the piece I have to look at, Simon Yezayin, and it's also said by the Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe, Shechonah Farav, says the same yourself. Not trying to talk cold with the peg off. There's no cold to begin with. Yes. Inedible cookies.
I did a show there.
part of the way the Shomer bungled the case. First he didn't sell it on Erev Pesach. Then he left, then...
And then
who knows? It would have been, it wouldn't have been, it would have been in the boy's house. Well, I don't know what would have happened. You can't, you know, it's very hard to... Okay. One final clue. It's a kashin Mogan Avraham. One second. The Mogan Avraham, this is in Simon Tottenham, it's a Totten Aleph. He says, you know, how can it be Gaval to Korach over the Surya? No. The Mogan Avraham, well, Chomesh Sha'ol of a Pesach is only a Knaas. It's only a Knaas, it's only a Fonad Rabbanah, so therefore they, you can pay it back. It's like a Pliya. The Algamas is exactly the same throw when it comes to what? Sharanisko is also in a Torah. Quote from the Imre Bina on Hilchos Pesach. Some of them asked this question. I couldn't understand his purpose. The Mogen Avraham said the reason why he answered this question. We answered the question with a lump. What was a lump? Does he not pour a coal with his surround? No. There would never run the coal. And the Mogen Avraham, it's a different episode. He said, look, it's only a knas, it's more cow. Only a knas, more cow, what you call the trouble of a Pesach. It's not going to work the show in his goal. had to do with the case of a person who was a showman, and he left these things stray in the agam. Remember, in the marsh. Havla da agma katle. Remember that one? Havla da agma katle. You were afraid that perhaps the heir of the agam killed him. But we're not afraid of that. Varaya. What will happen if the guy who left it in the agam then brought it back to his house and it died in the house? What happened then? But many Rishonim say because of it. I have of the agam katle. That's just a possibility, but not really. But why then if it somehow dies in the agam, you'd be tired. So the answer, you see from that Gemara, we spoke about it at length last year, not going into it at all, because somebody didn't learn it, and somebody forgot it. But the kitta, you see from there, the idea of a hemshek. It's the tchilas of pshir when you let it go into the agam, and the soul of pshir is when it died in the agam. Right? So there, yes? Yeah. You're right. The comparison is inexact. But that's what Baruch Hu says. But Elisha said, well, I had a comparison. He said, it was Shavara. Not the brisket. The comment to Baruch Hu, that one long fear. Not talk to the guy, he didn't stole it on Shabbat. Shabbat, you thought the why. He was calling it out. That's a simple shot. The apostle of the main Geneva and the land of here, correct? That's a simple, simple shot. Yes. Sunday didn't steal it, but they shepherded it. So what does it was say? Well, the sheep itself could be called Derech Geneva. That could be Sunday, which is also labeled as the Geneva.
Right? No question? There's no fear on the Geneva? Is that according to that?
As far as the question of fear on the Geneva itself, it depends. It could be a case where there is a Kamle on Geneva, as we're discussing right now.
Yes.
But it would be Kamle on Geneva. If you picked up the animal, and the animal is tied up, and the animal cannot do that one. But there could also be cases where it's not.
No, but where there is, we're talking about.
Where what there is, obviously.
Right, where there is.
Still on Shabbos, and there's no key of healer for what he did on the right. Geneva.
So
like
we can't be tied in dollars ahead. But let's take the Day Shemayim.
Oh, that question. Well, the Day Shemayim doesn't count. In bed, we don't take into account the Day Shemayim. It's not only the day of.
Even though.
You'll be the other. Oh, the nap, yes. You asked the same question now for the third time. That's all right. It must be a very good question. There's a third person to ask it. The answer is no. The same answer all three times. That it's not considered geneva in the sense that there's no fees to pay in Bezdin. And Dal Behe means to pay a four or five times in Bezdin, not a theoretical, conceptual, would be, should be, could be here. Rabosai. This is so, it's really fundamental. Does this concept exist? If you were got it on Sunday. It's a major problem. The problem can be summarized in three words. What? That's right. Don't admit I got it. Gonev min aganav. The first ganav, me, myself, and I. Second ganav, me, myself, and I.
Yep, but you,
I stole it. 1 second. First, I stole it on Shabbos. For my stealing on Shabbos, I cannot be held responsible. Why? What kind of rule law? Is it homeland? Is it now you're telling me I stole it again on Sunday. Whom did I steal it? Was it the Guna Vibesa Ish? Who's the Ish? The Ish means the original owner. That means you're paying off a chiyuv. According to him, Rabbi Chanan contradicts himself. He says, Rabbi Kama and Sokha. Rabbi Kama says one you sold, and Sokha says it the other way. But I'm saying, no, it's not right. Even if you'll say the chiyuv would begin retroactively, if you can't say it for Fanecha, if you can't say it for Fanecha, so there was no chiyuv in the first place. Why there's no Poreach Ola Bishterah no? A little bit delicate point. Delicate. Fight with Elisa. What do you want from me? They have to do each other. They're all part of the way the Shomer bungled the case. First he didn't sell it on Erev Pesach. Then he didn't. Then who knows? It would have been, it wouldn't have been, it would have been in the guy's house. Well, I don't know what would have happened. You can't, you know, it's very hard to... Okay. One final clue. There's a kasha in Mogan Avraham. 1 second. The Mogan Avraham, this is in Simon Tuff Nems of Tuff Nalev. He says, you know, how can it be Gevalt, the Poreach over the Surah? No. You know, Mokhan, well, Chomesh Sha'ol of a Pesach is only a knas. It's only a knas. It's only a farmer to Rabbanon, so therefore they, you can pay it back. It's like a plea. The Algamas is exactly the same throw when it comes to what? So Anisko is also in a Torah. Mishim Shabbos. Can I be Makkos Kepen or no? What's the question?
So the question is that okay. So I'm not a guy of Lemaitre, but I still no. That's not my question.
So the good Abi Beta is. What does Beta Ish mean? What does Beta Ish mean? That a guy came into my house and he took it away from me, right? Now I stole it on Shabbos. All right. So the barrier, what kind of ganav am I? I'm not a ganav. I'm Chayav Nisa. Chayav because of the Shabbos. And I respond, true, Chayav Nisa. And true, I need to pay back the neighbor because, after all, humbly but rather than me. But you bet your bottom dollar I'm a ganav. You know what the proof of the pudding is? That you can't be mocked with it anymore. And you can't be mocked with it. Because now it's no longer the good of the base is, because now it's out of your control, it's in my control, you can't be Makkos anymore. But when I steal for myself, I should still be Potter of Gonev and Aganev. Even though I'm not a full-fledged Ganev. I'm not a full-fledged Ganev. But on the other hand, I'm enough of a Ganev to take it away from me. Well, then now we can discuss what David said. They have nothing to do with each other. Because if you remember the Moran Amatya, they have to have a connection, one to the other. Let's not go into that subject. It's a complicated subject. A brief synopsis of the Tosin and the Amar Aleph, some important Yisodas over here. Again, because we decided to omit the Nesivis, the long one, so therefore we're not going to read this that carefully, but it's important to see it anyway. Tosin's Kaver. came in the shock of a poor to a sore of Ida Fakule. The Tova called Toveach Nami Lab the Morika Tova. The Miki Shock at poor to Kanye Bishinoi. And I call it Bahaki Rahmana. Once again, the third or fourth time I had this year, no? Bahaki Rahmana. What did we have before? We had it in Zohar Shabbat Tumah. We had it by Harod Gmarvi, and now we have it again over here. That's the, what can you do? That's the way the Torah is Mechayev. Bahokanani Loshna, the difference. Bahari, the Lo Choshev Shina that knows of the Kah. Not called the Shina. Not called the Shina. Not called the Shina. Why not a Shina? You made a tremendous change in the animal. It used to be alive, now he's dead. This is when he's not called the Shina. That's a complicated, so it's supposed to be saying, because it's not so simple. Okay, Rahmana means it's all considered one action. But here, in the middle, it becomes also Bahano, not just because of the, not just because it's Lab Demore, because of Zeil of Shinut, but because of Israel of Odezor. Not the same. Rabbi Chon has a kashin, Kufiyut Kashi, a little bit. It's a difficult kashin. Difficult kashin. Yeah. The last Tosfos is also a very interesting Tosfos. It's important, but we're just going to gloss over it. They ask, why is Rav Meir say over here, Dover going the moment? What's wrong with Dina de Garmi? What does Dina de Garmi mean? If I cause you indirect damage by either burning your document of an IOU, things of this nature, causing Kalayim to set in, so Rav Meir holds Dina de Garmi. They go, Dina de Garmi, Koshkin. The Mechayev, the Dover Adar in the moment. As the Moses and Baba Kama said in Chesim and Beis. So the answer is no. The two are two separate Svaras. Iko and Ere Ipko. Ah, Kalo Kama Meir, the Vistor of Shtoro Shul Chavero, or Mekadis Shuas Chavero, Shu Maman Arora, the Fala Ora. That's worth money for everybody. I will show an Isko, and Roy Elo is there, Shomash Yiftarat, this is worthless. Everybody in the world is worthless. So therefore, it turns out it's more cow than Garmi. More cow. The yesh mafarshim. The mishnah nochi kamar. The svilik of shimon. The mishnah derav shimon kamar. Darag on the lamin. Hadi lamin tashlim medal vehei. Darachi tani b'dabim meruba. Bili rabbi meir lo chazina de mechayev. Edina de garmi elo keren. Aval chayev. L'shalem al yodo tashlim medal vehei. Lo chazina. Or because it's the rabbonim. What does that mean? It means dog. Speaking for a diamond ring. Speaking for a diamond slice of it.
No.
Right. No, he is a ganav who has no obligation to pay. So what are you playing? So can you be makdashit?
Why
anyone take the plunge and say yes? So far no one has the guts to say such a thing. Hold on, slow.
So
on both sides, it all goes back to a world famous Gemara, which the Ritzvah quotes here, which we spoke about already before. The halacha is, I guess, the Gemara in two places, in Baba Kama, referring to Meruba, Daf Samach. Hey, I believe, and it's above the Mitzvah, like a master that meant Gimel, I think. Famous case, I steal a barrel of wine. It was worth one or two, and now I go look for four. If it breaks, I pay the lower sum. If I either what? Broke it, or drank it, half a shasya, right, the famous Gemara, pay the higher amount. Why? But be patient. That's a good cash. Yeah. No. So the question becomes, again, so everybody finishes the answer to the Gemara. Shani hai dechilis is a pitcher of Torah v'knas. I forgot the mitzvah m'shalit. That's going to be the cash of a bito. Because you don't take kum l'rabi when it comes to knas. Now the azdor rabo l'tamim. Oh, here's where it stops. And rabo is what she tells me. The Yomar Rabbo, Hoya Gedi, Gon of Lo, Vitzvacho, Bishabis, Chayev. The Kohen is Chayev, Big Neva, Kodesh Yavo, the Yisra Shabbos. Gon of Vitzvach, Bishabis, Potu, why? Shemein, Gneva, Ein Tzvicha, Ein Mechi, Rashi. Hayav the begun of low gun of Gibber Khov and his Khaya Kara and its Rafa Bishabas Lawasi Alechi Yuva the Mamma the Yisra Shabbas Elohi of Knas Khayav Dal Behei the Knas Kiddushu Barabas Vilu Gabi Mei. That's the Kitcha Torah if we just don't call it when it comes to Knas. Gone over to Lach Bishabas the Khiv Mamma the Karen also Alechi the Yisra Shabbas Kotu the Kaimalon Ein Mesa Mishale. Kevin da Kevin no machaye knas nami lo machale da shlum mit da ze hay aber rakhmona bo da shlum is los ave abo los yon kabinas in jamay khana ze tat moy nami be kof is it a typical problem why is on the machira why you tied and all so by animals he was tied up we also know kind of is not a typical problem shen in the ego kloma ze ya khash pot to ala kevin is in visa Ichlein Mechira, in a Mechuyot Knaas, in a Pirashki, in a Shlumei Dal Vehexiv, or a Shlumei Gimel Vedal. Straight. Everyone got it straight? You have the Gemara straight? Klar? Okay. What will happen if I change the case in the slightest way? Instead of Hoyal of Gdi Gonav Lo Tvoko B'Shabbos, I'll have a case of Gonav B'Shabbos, the Tavach Be Kof. Sorry, Shabbos. Mahadi. No Gemara. Doesn't say anything about State Gornish. Doesn't say anything about Gemara itself. Sure enough, you have an idea already. Whenever the Gemara does not discuss the fundamental issue, what usually happens? This is no exception. Major controversy between the Rival and the Shita Yishana. This is just some of the players, the moral arguments on each side. Rizvah, what does he think of Shana? Rabban says, oh, there is Rizvah. They choose up sides. I mean, it's a big silence. A big silence. What would you say? What was what they were going with it? What would the Tanim say? What would you say? I stole it on Shabbos. And I shefted it on Sunday. Should I be tired? Dal Vahe, should I be puffed? What would you say first glance? Puffed. I would say puffed. First glance, I would say puffed. Why? Why puffed? Why puffed? No, who puffed? The main Geneva. What do you all say? The main Geneva. Hey, Jesus, I'm in the field. The main Geneva. Why is there no Geneva? Why? The Shabbos. Same to me, I'm in the field. You have to admit that that's the simplest approach. You can't deny that. No, you can't. That's the simplest approach. Who says so? Old-time religion. The Shita Yashana says, look, the guy he didn't do stole on Shabbos. Shabbos, your father, why? Because the calling of the army, right? Because now, you're a father, you didn't do Shabbos on Sunday. Why? The man can never see him on the New Year. Well, it depends. It's one of the mocha. It's a tovach of mocha. If it's tovach, it's love. Come on. If it's tovach, then it's the Easter of the rice of Shohashol Peit. What a lot of mocha mocha. Is the guy a castle and he's even a gunner? And he brings a fantastic truth from the Rambam. Very big difference. Huh. What's the major difference in the obligation to pay to the guy and the gunner? Okay. Okay. What happened? I steal a barrel. I steal a barrel. What one, and then what four. Then I drink it up, and they catch me. Says the Rambam, how much must I pay? Eight. Look at eight. Kefel. Says a prime, according to the source, Kefel. Lost your mind? A a magic place, Kaifa? So the Rambam is a buffet with Sharia that the Ksos is wrong. It's not a chiyuv of mazik. Not only that, but it's not even a chiyuv of what? Of only gazlan. But it's even a chiyuv of what? Gazlan. Only one major, major, overwhelming problem. So I'm going to even a gazlan. What's going on? Here's the Rambam. We're discussing right now, but it would be called the Ganeva. He picks up the animal, and the animal is tied up, and the animal is kind of his asthma. But there could also be cases with that.
No, but where there is,
we're talking about. Where there is, obviously. Right, there is. It's still on Shabbos, and there's no key of skila for what he did on the right. Ganeva.
So we can't be tied in the head. But
oh, that question. Well, the day Shemayim doesn't count. Then we don't take into account with Eishanah. It's not only the day of.
Even though.
You're the day of. Oh, the nap, yes. You asked the same question after the third time. That's all right. It must be a very good question. There's a third person to ask it. The answer is no. The same answer all three times. That it's not considered Geneva in the sense that there's no key to pay in Bez. And Dal Behe means to pay a 4 or 5 times in Bez, not a theoretical, conceptual, would be, should be, could be key. Rabosai. This is so, it's really fundamental. Does this concept exist? If you were got it on Sunday. It's a major problem. Islam can be summarized in 3 words. What? That's right. Don't admit it. Okay? You're a goblin. You're a goblin. Why are you a goblin? Wouldn't matter. Only this case, the top of the shop. The car is the biggest. The gear. The guy. okay, right, the Rosh. The Rosh is the Sefta Bava Kama. Now, it's not printed in the Dusha of Kama Levi, so probably have to pick it up from the Talmidim. So if you Talmidim have, say, different pieces, if this is Zalman, and say for Evan or Ozel, on this Ramba, Perak Aleph and Epitineva, Aleph and Yudalas, talks about this Rav Chaim. He, how did he get it? He didn't hear it from Rav Chaim either. He read it in the paper. He says, "For each of the videos going more arim, therefore afike yam, the heavy master omlo admo adonenu morenu rabenu going is all around Rav Chaim for the veterans of South. The midivya Rambam mukhan kana sivis, the mila medala the tavra shasi tavra shim gazel, the lomish the mazel." So this is the gazel. Gazel's not enough. I see what? Got it, because Gazan also wouldn't be paper. Hold on, hold on. Oh. Everybody else, but he is a guy, we have to pay because Shemai, you know.